Dear God, we thank you again in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you again for that sweet and wonderful blood that was shed for all of us this day. And thank you, God, that that blood is what we look to today. And may God keep our eyes affixed upon it, Lord, that we know that there's power in the blood, the cleansing's in the blood, the grace is in the blood, everything is in the blood of Christ. And I'm so thankful that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I know that that is the power of the salvation, God, that I have received from you and that your children have. Now, Lord, let us boldly just lay hold confidence completely in you, that God, you're doing the work today. That, Lord, we look to you and you alone. That truly, when you've encouraged our hearts to say it, may we participate in it. May we magnify the name of Jesus. And by the grace of God, and it will be us in Him as well. We praise you for this moment, Lord. We ask your Spirit anoint each and every life. We know that they're all precious to you. We give you all the praise in Christ's name, Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if you'd open up your Bibles, we're going back to the 5th chapter of Galatians. We've been on a journey through the fruit of the Spirit, the wonderful 9 graces that God is bestowing through His wondrous Holy Spirit in our lives. And as we began and understand that, you know, the Lord doesn't leave us questioning things. The Lord leaves us with absolute and knowledge. And praise be to God, this truly is the wondrous working power of the Spirit in us. It truly is the barometer. If ever we thought, Lord, where am I with you? Let's look to the fruit, brothers and sisters. You'll know. You'll know what God's doing by the fruit that's in your life. The rest, the peace, the joy, the love. Praise God, and we are in it. All right, from the 22nd verse, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And praise God, what an invitation to walk. Praise His name. Now, we've come to goodness today, brothers and sisters. And that is, if you've been counting, the 6th of the 9 graces. And those of you that may know this, numbers in the Word of God mean things. And the number 6 is the number for man, or natural man. And yes, I did say that. And yes, the Word of God is expressing that today. That goodness, number 6, is lining right up with the number for man. Now, I've lived with man long enough, and I think you have as well too, to pretty much know that natural man has nothing to do with goodness. Amen? Amen. Amen. None seeketh after God. Nobody does anything good. We know that. The Lord tells us. But before we answer why the Lord is doing this, I'd like us to just go back for a moment and glory in these wonderful sequence of numbers that God has given us in this fruit. First, we had love, number 1. Number 1 speaks of God. God is love. Number 2, we have the joy. Well, we have the joy. And the joy, praise God, we know the number 2 is sufficient witness. Well, you think of that, for the joy that was set before Him. I believe that's sufficient witness for me, that the joy that's set before me, praise God. All endure hardness as a good soldier. Number 3, praise the Lord, we have peace. And that is the peace of God. Isn't that wonderful that we get? And then praise God, we have, first of all, we have peace with God. With Jesus Christ, we have the peace of God. And then we have with the Holy Spirit, as He's encouraging Him for Him to dwell in our hearts, we have the peace that passes all understanding. And then 4, the Word of God gives us long-suffering. And praise be to God, the number 4 is weakness. And I don't think I need to say anything more, but long-suffering does bring on weakness. And we know that the Word of God tells us that when we are weak, then we're strong. I want to be strong in the Lord. I've understood long enough and I've had enough experience that when I think I'm strong in me is the greatest time of heartache. It's the greatest time of sorrow. It is. When I think I am something, when I think that really I've got things going on in my life, that's the time that God in His great grace says, "Son, I'm going to have to take you down again because I love you. Here's some chastening. I'm going to give it to you. I need to be corrected in the way." And praise be to God, He's always ready, isn't He? He's the lover of my soul. He's the lover of your soul. God knows what He's doing. He's not a mean God. He's a loving God. And God's every move to His children is love. And whom He chastens, He loves. And whom He loves, He chastens. And we're so thankful to God for that. Now, we get to number 5 last week. Oh my goodness, that's the number for grace. And I believe that's the epitome of what the gentleness of God is and what it does in us. It's just the grace of God. So now we come to number 6. And if this man is ever going to possess any goodness, let me tell you something. It's got to be the inner man that's going to be strengthened with the very power of His might. None other than the Holy Spirit, by His grace, comes to dwell in me. And that's the only goodness that ever is going to happen in any of our lives. It's always going to be by and through the Holy Spirit leading us into all truth. It's got to be the power of God that brings the goodness. And to really explain this, the Lord just brought my heart, and I'd like you to turn with me back to the 23rd Psalm. And it was so precious as we were rejoicing. And I do. I'm so grateful the personal relationship God's children have with the Lord. I speak to Him face to face as a friend. And it's not just exclusive club for me. It's for all of God's children. He wants you to come boldly to the throne of grace. Discuss things over with the Lord. Discuss everything over with the Lord. And Brother David took the Lord on that. And he discussed things with the Lord. And Brother David knew much of these spiritual things that God was doing for David at that time. But aren't you thankful that God has put us in this time and given us a Brother Paul? Not that I worship Paul in any way, shape, or form, but to fulfill the Word of God, to get me ready, praise God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that now I can be led into all truth. All of the Old Testament now unfolding completely so we can rejoice in all the truth of it. All of the types and signs and shadows, brothers and sisters, they're coming forth now. God has revealed them to us. Without us, they cannot be made perfect. Isn't that wonderful? Rejoice in the Word of God. It is your hope, and abound in it, brothers and sisters. But let's go over here to the 23rd Psalm and look what it says here. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Well, if that doesn't scream out love to you, I don't know what does. But the Lord is my shepherd, and for anybody to deal with this lamb or this sheep, let me tell you something, it had to be a lot of love. Now, maybe I'm alone in it, but you know what? You better get in line. And we'll be butting in front of each other. Oh, no, I'm the chief of sinners. Huh? Amen. Praise God. I want to have that kind of heart. I really do. I don't say it facetiously, in pretense, falsely. Praise God, the more I've gone on with Him, I understand how wicked this vessel is. Search me, O Lord. I'm still here taking breath. How about you? Search me, O Lord. And that's a bold statement. And you know what? He hears your voice. He hears you. And He's attentive. And when a voice calls out, "Lord, I want to know You. Lord, I want to love You," He'll bring it on. And all I can tell you is go right back to the Word. And think it not strange, because the trial will come. The trying of your faith will come. The evidence of God's faithfulness in your life is going to come one way, and that's through the trying of faith in your life. He's going to prove Himself faithful. He's not going to prove you faithful. He's going to prove Himself faithful. He's going to prove that His Word is always faithful. He's going to prove to you that His Word is what it is. It's true. That God cannot lie. And that's a fact, because that's the Word of God. All right. So the Lord is my shepherd. I got love. I shall not want. My goodness, I got joy unspeakable and full of glory right there. Amen? Come on, brothers and sisters. I shall not want. Brother David was able to come to that table and sup with God and say, Lord, I shall not want. Now, David had a lot, but David never had what we have offered today. Know that. I'm not better than David. Please don't go there. But God has called and chosen us to a time to be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise His name. It's wonderful, brothers and sisters. Know it. Rejoice in it. Be thankful in the gospel of Christ. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. You all know this. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Peace, peace, peace. Peace. This is where you're at. Praise God. Know it or not. Do you realize you can take all the steps you want away from the things of God. And you grow further and further away. But it takes one step back. In the name of Jesus, I'm in the throne room. Isn't that marvelous? You don't get right and then come to God. He's, by the grace of God, He's there. You just come boldly to God. He's made it right. Do you realize that? He's already made it right. I'm accepted in the Beloved. Quit allowing the enemy, the devil, to play with your mind. The simplicity in Christ, it is beyond simple. Justified. You're a child of God today? Have you accepted the blood in your life? It's just as if you never sinned. I come to God today. Praise the Lord. He sees me. I am His son. Not as a son. I am a son of God. Right now I'm a son of God. When He sees me, He sees His Son. He sees the life of His Son. He set that up for us, brothers and sisters. Us in Christ, before the foundations of the world. That's how He saw. That's what He knew. That's what His plan was. Us in Christ. And daily, as people give their heart to God, they're set in that wonderful provision. Before He ever set a star in heaven, before He ever set the world a-spinning, us in Christ. Now that's a plan. That's God's Word. That's God's will. My sweet sister sang at the cross, and that finished it. Nothing more. It is finished. Okay. Now we're sitting here. And the Bible also tells you you're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. All spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Explain to me what provision was left out when He says all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Really? Let God wrap your heart around that. We're not just taking bits and pieces. It's exactly what it is. He gave you everything. All right? And by the grace of God, He gave us the Holy Spirit. We're living in a time to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And yes, we go over these things. And we need to be brought into remembrance of these things, of why we have the Holy Spirit. As He sat there and He dealt with His sweet disciples and He said, can you imagine the love that was pouring out at that moment? The anticipation, oh, I would that I could say these things to you. I have so much to give you. And it's going to be glorious like you can't even imagine. I know the Father's plan because I'm the Word. You're looking at it. You can touch it and feel it. You can put your heart up on my breast. But you're not going to know it until the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your life. I have many things to say unto you, but until He, the Spirit of truth, is come. See, that's when He's going to guide you into all truth. See, He's going to lead you into this. Do you see how simple the Word is? It is, and it's there for you. And love keeps coming down, doesn't it? Love keeps coming down, and grace keeps coming down, and grace keeps coming down. And they became filled with the Holy Ghost, and they received power. And it wasn't just the power of the acts of God to go out and to heal and to speak with the tongues of men and angels and to prophesy and all of these different things. No, no, no. It was the power to believe the Word of God. It was the power to understand the Word of God. The power to grow in the things of the Word of God. See, brothers and sisters, we're a people. We want eye candy. We do. We want to see stuff all the time. We want to see events. We want to see poof and smoke and those types of things. It's a still small voice. It's a still small voice. Let me tell you, you want to be romantic with somebody? You get together. You get alone. Sure, there's times you have to cry out, "Oh, I love her." But no, the most intimate, the most beautiful times is there's a wooing and it's alone. And if you're willing to go that way, let me tell you something. God is going to get you alone. He is. He's going to bring you into places when it's just going to have to be you and Him. Like Brother Paul, he even showed us, as much as he loved the people that he gave the Word of God out to. And I'm so grateful that I have brothers and sisters in Christ. You love the Word of God. You come to hear the Word of God. You come to be filled and full of the Word of God. That it would grow you up into all things. The beautiful masterpiece of what Jesus Christ wants you to be. But at the end of his life, all in Asia hath forsaken me. He had to cry out to weak and fearful brothers and sisters that he gave this word to. Will you come? I'm in a prison. It's awful cold. Please bring a coat for me. But you know what? Again, if you forget the coat, just bring me the Word of God. Now you know that he wanted them to bring him the Word of God, don't you? Oh, you know he did. But I believe all he wanted truly to know, them to know, was how much the Word of God needs to mean to you. What does it mean to you? Huh? Is it everything? Is it everything? I believe it's coming. Praise his name. All right, we're somewhere in the 23rd Psalm, aren't we? All right. Yeah, verse 4. We hadn't even started walking through the valley of the shadow of death, have we? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Man, that's awesome. For thou art with me. And we're in that valley, brothers and sisters, whether you know it or not. If you're taking breath today, man, this world is in a valley of death, coming to a hot spot. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And that's got long suffering written all over it, and you know it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Gentleness, gentleness, gentleness. You don't have to try to do these things, it's just what it is. God's word professes itself over and over and over and over. I was speaking with a brother again, even this morning. Oh, I heard it again. Brother, you talk so much about Paul. And this brother wasn't saying it in a bad way. It's just amazing, the emphasis. Let me tell you something. We could never speak enough about the message that came through that vessel. Ever. Ever. It's the gospel that's going to judge the secrets of men. It is. It's going to judge the very secrets. And you get into that word secrets. How intimate you really were with God. It's judging for rewards, brothers and sisters. God is not looking to punish. God is here searching for true worshipers. He tells us very clearly in His Word that will worship me in spirit and in truth. I'm looking for a bride for my son. Okay, let's just make it clear. I'm searching these people. I'm sending my Eliezer into the heart of Babylon to find Rebecca. We're here. If you don't think we're in the heart of Babylon in a lot of ways, brothers and sisters, God help you. We are. Isn't that wonderful how God can keep a Joseph? It's not in a hothouse he's going to grow you up. He's going to grow you up in deserts and in valleys and in mountaintops and jungles and all over the place. Because that's how God does it. He's showing himself faithful. Faithful. Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, then we come to surely goodness, don't we here? See? That's a sweet sister, surely goodness. And mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Following me everywhere. You see, we need all the love, and we need all the joy, and we need all peace. And that's what God is. He's not parts and bits and pieces. God is love. Praise God. The joy unspeakable and full of glory. A peace that passes all understanding. And as we read when we studied peace, it's not just a peace that I give to you. And if God was just giving me a peace, I would be very thankful for it. But Jesus Christ said, oh, no, no, no. This is my peace, because that's the only peace there is. See, man tries to find peace in all of these different things, whether it's in weapons or handshakes or meetings or all these different things. It will never happen until you find the grace of God. Sarah had to bring forth that birth. Abraham, you are trying to bring forth the promise and something else. It ain't going to be that way. It's one way. It's grace. And she's my chosen one. And she brings me goodness. Hallelujah. And all of this wonderful fruit of the Spirit. And it just happens, brothers and sisters. It does. It just happens. You know why? Because grace is there. That's what it is. The Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, is the total package that takes all the things of Christ, all of it, and it makes it ours. And it's not a temporal thing. It's not a temporal thing. Oh no, praise God, listen to His Word. It's all the days of my life. He's just so wonderful. Now sure, goodness is virtue. Yeah, it is. There's a wonderful morality in Christ. There is. We don't continue in sin that grace may abound. That's Romans 6:1. Yea, we establish the law, Romans 3:31. And sure, goodness is benevolence, brothers and sisters. It's acts of loving kindness to all mankind, and especially to the household of faith. And as I've gone on with the Lord, all by grace, the love of God makes you love everybody. I see souls. I don't understand how, why, I don't know. I was in my office right before I came out. I had to give a little call to a sister. Her daddy was on my heart. I couldn't deny it. I didn't know why. Love of God just makes you love everybody. All credit to Him. All glory to God. All right? But this goodness, brothers and sisters, it doesn't just end there. And don't think that we are going to get to the pinnacle of it today either. But there's some mighty heights that I believe He's taken us to. But it's even the much the more. The word goodness, it means perfection. Perfection. Godly perfection. And godly perfection in us. See, so many of God's precious people, they say, well, God is perfect. I understand that. But you understand that the Word of God cries out that He wants to perfect us and do His perfection in us? Yeah, that's just amazing. And I know you're looking at me and you blink two or three times. I'm doing the same thing at you. When He said, all the perfect and complete will of God, He wasn't kidding. And this is what this grace brings. It brings all of this fruit, brothers and sisters, and it puts it in our lives. And we grow in Him. See, we have to again realize who we are. When I gave my heart to God, when you gave your heart to God, and you and you and you and you, we were crucified at that moment with Christ. Crucified. Dead. Jesse, he died that day. Yep. And nevertheless, I live. And now I really do. Finally, I live. But not I. Oh no. Oh no. Christ liveth in me. Okay? So now that's where we're going on. And that's the perfection we're talking about. Do you see the simplicity in that? See, what our minds keep trying to do is to bring back this flesh. We're spirit, brothers and sisters. Praise God, the new man. That's who I am. That's who I am. I understand where I'm at. Don't get me wrong. I understand I'm in this body. But that's how He chose to show Himself faithful. the trying of my faith every day. We're going to get to temperance pretty soon. And that includes temperament too. All of the above. But we'll be there and we'll talk about that if the Lord tarry. But brothers and sisters, God, praise His name, His perfection in us. Genesis 1:31. God saw everything that He'd made. And He'd said it was good for a while. He finally says, oh, and it's very good. Very good. The goodness of God. And this is where we're going with this. See, goodness simply, brothers and sisters, is the state of being good. And I want you to know what good means because it's marvelous. Listen to these words. This is what good means. It means valid, without defect, complete, sufficient, adapted, useful, uncorrupted, suited, strengthened, full, valuable, equal, qualified, and ready. Now, I want all of that I can get. How about you? I want it all. Praise God. Now you understand about boldly before the throne of grace come. This is what God's goodness is. This is what He wants us to dwell with. These are the only things that He has. Every good gift cometh from above. We know that. And this is the goodness of God. He's given us this wonderful run of His five graces. Oh my, we get to the sixth. How could it not be good? Come on. God help us. We got to get bold in the Lord. We're still just delicately prancing around the outside, and we just got to run in there and say, it's mine, it's mine. Now, God even desires this more for us than we could ever desire it. And we'll go briefly here to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. And it just gets so exciting here because this is what God wants to do with this goodness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, and I pray we would do this, praise God, have the encouragement of the Lord, that our God would count you worthy of this calling. Now remember, He's speaking to saints that are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. This isn't about worthy of salvation. Got the blood? Good. That's been checked off the list. Amen. Come on now. And I'm not counting it lightly. I'm just counting Him so faithful. All right. So wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness. See, there's a complete all fullness of the goodness that He wants to perform in us and the work of faith with power. Now think, go on with this, all the good pleasure of His goodness, that the name, here is the good pleasure of His goodness, listen to this, here it is, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. Glorified, taking upon His name, bridegroom, glorified together. Is it jumping off the page? Jumping through your heart? That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. And get this. And ye in Him. And lest we ever forget. According to the grace of our Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my. Now brothers and sisters, I'll wrap this up quick. I believe none of us would really come here today. Unless we truly had a desire to walk worthy. We want to walk worthy. I believe it. Praise be to God. That's His grace. And here it is. Here's how it happens. And notice here again, it's all the pleasure of His goodness. See, that's the completeness of our God. It's not just bits and pieces. It's all. He wants you to grow up into Him in all things. The full measure, the full stature of Christ. See, the bride for Jesus Christ someday that He's going to take, it's not going to be a baby. It's not going to be a child. That's why He goes back to those Christians throughout the Word of God and He says, you're drinking milk. Come on, you should be eating meat. You should be teaching this stuff. And now I got to go back and teach you again. It is what it is. You know it. Let God convict you with it. And here He's saying it again all the fullness of my goodness. We can overflow in this stuff, brothers and sisters. Praise be to God, we can be like that wineskin, so full, Lord, I'm going to bust. But you know, the next day, praise His name, He makes it even wider and He makes it even bigger. Let me tell you something. Here it is. That the name of Jesus Christ would be magnified in me, and I and Him, never leave that out. That's the glorified together with me, brothers and sisters. He's singing it out to you. Do you get it? You're an heir of God. You're a child, you're an heir. And a joint heir together with Christ, if so be that you'll suffer together with Him. It's right there. So clear and so full. My goodness. This just went beyond all my thoughts of serving in all of those soup kitchens. How about all the houses that I could have built in South America? Now, I'm not belittling that. Praise God. There's goodness going on in some of that, if the Lord is being magnified. But this goodness is so far beyond that, brothers and sisters. I pray we grasp this. This is the goodness of God. This is not about self-works. This is about the working of His grace. This is about us being His workmanship. The goodly pearl that He is searching for, that He gave all that He had. Do you realize if it was just about salvation and how wonderful it is? We didn't even need all of the Gospels. You didn't. Most of John speaks of the Holy Spirit and starts to lay in the groundwork. There's going to come a message. There's going to come the mystery. It's going to be revealed. Now, this is the grace that the Lord stretch our hearts this morning. This is the grace that'll cause the heart of the Father to rest in you. Now think of this. Stay with me now. See, God saw that all that was made was good, and He saw that it was in the hand of His Son, and He rested, and He rested in that. And where I'm going with this, brothers and sisters, is that God's grace is always very good. Everything about God's grace is perfect. And when we accept and embrace the grace of God, God knows that it's very good. There's a rest to God. He knows that that grace is all in His Son. And He says this in the Word of God in so many words. I'm looking for a virtuous woman. I'm looking for a virtuous daughter-in-law for my son. See, the Father glories in her. And I'm going to tell you why He glories in her. Why the name of Jesus Christ would be magnified in me and I in Him glorified together. Stay with me on this. Because the heart of His Son, this is Proverbs 31, and go read it, does safely trust in her. For why? For she will do Him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now surely goodness and mercy shall follow him as well. And brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I want to be surely goodness to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do. And it's only going to be by one thing, grace. You're going to receive the grace. Do you realize that that just showers such blessing and praise to God, the glory that He has? Praise His name to see His Son magnified in me. I pray. Oh, I praise God. I do want to be that goodness to Him. That I am my beloved's and His desire toward me. God's goodness, brothers and sisters, it makes us the men and women we could never be. God's goodness, brothers and sisters, it's the Spirit transforming us from glory to glory, even into His very image. And I'm thanking the Lord. It truly is the miracle that I'm living every day. It is. He's making me the man I hope to be. He's making me the man I hope to be. And it's all because of the goodness of the Lord. The grace of God, The Holy Spirit bringing it in, pouring it in. All of that goodness. So that Christ would be magnified in me. And I in Him, glorified together with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you see there's even a little bit of that going on right now? Just like that song says, a foretaste. You having the foretaste today of glory divine? Apprehend Him. Apprehend the grace of God. The grace of God. And all the goodness will flow. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for this time. We appreciate Your marvelous Word. Lord, let us know so sweetly that it is for us. This message is for each and every one of Your children. God, Your Word is always good. Help us to drink and to feast upon it. Lord, let it be the treasure to our lives. May we just dwell in it, rejoice in it, and God, just be forever thankful for Your Word of truth. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise God.